you know, for us in this open week, it was a great opportunity to go back to the basics, which we did. Just kind of going back through, you know, the early days of install, trying to catch some guys up. And it was a good opportunity to do that and move some guys around to possibly create opportunities for guys that have worked hard in practice and, you know, really to see and to give them an opportunity.
That was Tennessee head coach Jeremy Pruitt yesterday evaluating where his team is right now over the bye week, maybe some opportunities for some younger guys coming up in the game against Arkansas. And to help us talk about that game against Arkansas, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Good to be with you guys.
Good to have you with us. And Josh, we were talking in the last segment just about the importance of this game for Jeremy Pruitt and this Tennessee program. I went on record and said I think this is the most important game that Jeremy Pruitt has coached so far at Tennessee. As you view this week and this matchup against Arkansas, how crucial maybe a pivot point is this for Jeremy Pruitt and this Tennessee program for this season?
Yeah, it's a really important game. You have to have it. One, for the record, Tennessee's lost three straight. Tennessee's 2-3. A loss would put Tennessee at 2-4 with Texas A&M and Auburn coming up. And you can probably guess how it would go after that. I wouldn't be picking Tennessee to upset Texas A&M if Tennessee loses to Arkansas. But also, what would it say if Tennessee loses to Arkansas this week? An Arkansas team that has done well this year. The expectations were obviously low. Sam Pittman's done a really nice job with that team. But from a roster standpoint, there's a clear advantage for Tennessee. The Vols will have had 2 weeks to get ready for this game. And if Tennessee came back to Knoxville with a loss, that would just be a huge problem for the program and for Jeremy Pruitt for so many different reasons. I think Tennessee's going to win this week, by the way, but it's one that Tennessee really has to win. A loss would just, you know, it would hurt the program in so many ways.
How big? How much would it hurt the program? How big of a problem would it be, Josh?
Well, I think it would be massive because I think the season would likely fall apart. If Tennessee's on a four-game losing streak and it's losing to Arkansas, another team that is inferior from a talent standpoint, that to me would say that the progression is not there, and we'll be revisiting the closing the gap comment from the Alabama game, because it's one thing to say that about Alabama and Georgia, and you have so far to go to catch those programs. You can say Tennessee's closing the gap and say, okay, well, maybe that's the case. You lose to Arkansas, that argument's out. It just would be. And fan unrest, the frustration within the building, they're just, and then you'd have to worry about, okay, our players bought in. There's just so many negatives come out of it, because as good of a story as Arkansas is, and Sam Pittman is so respected, it's still one of the bottom teams in the league, and Tennessee is in year three with Jeremy Pruitt. So I could keep going with why it would be a huge problem. So you can't lose this game on Saturday.
Josh, what are a couple areas that you're really looking at for Tennessee of where they are now, and what some improvements that they can make in the second half of the season? If they're going to make a big jump, where do you think that's going to take place?
Well, the offense needs to be a lot better. I think that's pretty obvious. I actually look to the defensive side, though, because I have higher expectations for that side of the ball overall with Jeremy Pruitt as a defensive coach along with Derek Ansley. And I know that he's been frustrated with a number of areas. He hired the defensive line coach, so you could start there. But also the secondary. He said after the Alabama game, it hasn't played well through five games. And I think there are a number of reasons for that, but it's still a group that I think is one of the more talented on the football team with Bryce Thompson, Alante Taylor, Jalen McCullough, Key Lawrence. Does he get more of an opportunity this week? That's something to pay attention to, as a lot of the talk has been about more opportunities in practice for freshmen, but what does that mean on the field in the game on Saturday? So I would say the defense, which is, it's been okay at times, and it's not gotten a lot of help, it still could be better, and I think the one thing that Jeremy Pruitt wants to see from that side is more takeaways. Tennessee's given the ball up, and it's not taking it away enough. Quarterback play is an obvious point. I have lower expectations for that position at this point. So if it gets better, that's really good for Tennessee. That's just one of those I need to see it to believe it, whether that's Jared Garantano playing the position or somebody else.
Well, on that defense, Josh, I see a little bit of a parallel between the Vols and the Titans, not to the extreme with the Vols, but I feel like that secondary has not been helped enough, you know, with disruption and you know, guys up front making plays. Do you think there are guys right now, because it feels like there's some young guys who at some point are going to be good players, but you're asking maybe a lot right now. Do you think that there's a guy or two who maybe could emerge and has the ability right now to give them some of that disruption and playmaking?
I think so. My thought at the beginning of the season was that it would be by committee that Tennessee would be able to be disruptive enough up front. Losing Daryl Taylor was a big loss because he's so talented. He's a second-round pick in the NFL draft, and he put up the numbers. His presence, though, also had to help guys like Kevon Bennett and DeAndre Johnson, and not having him there meant that there's not one guy where the opposing offense is saying, hey, we have to make sure that we are protecting our quarterback from that guy. Still, though, those names I mentioned, Bennett, Johnson, Tyler Barron, somebody they continue to watch, a true freshman that they like and has played a good amount. Does Morvin Joseph play some more? He's practiced at outside and inside linebacker. Roman Harrison has shown, I think, athletic ability to be able to help rush the passer. And then that defensive line, Latrell Bumpus, Matthew Butler, those are guys that Jeremy Pruitt has talked about by name. It has to be the committee, though. It has to be everybody playing up to his potential, because I don't think there's an all-SEC guy up front, probably a pretty obvious statement. Talking about, you know, guys that are going after the quarterback, Tuoto can still be that. But those guys that are tasked with going and getting after the quarterback and creating havoc, they just haven't done enough. And I agree. I think that's probably hurt the secondary, and Tennessee needs more of that this week. Let's see. Can Tennessee, while I think they could have some matchup advantages, Arkansas is going to be physical and be ready to go. I think they'll be well coached up front. So we'll see if Tennessee's defensive front with 2 weeks to get ready for the game, 3 weeks since the defensive line coaching change, if it makes a difference at all.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Josh, how have you evaluated Jim Chaney and the job he's done so far as Tennessee offensive coordinator, and how important is the second half of this season for him as he moves forward here in this program?
Well, it'd be difficult to say he's done a good job, and I know quarterback play is a big part of this conversation. The offensive line overall could be better. That's the group that came into this season with the highest level of expectation just because of the talent up front. And they also have not been healthy all the way through. I know that that's part of this conversation too. But Tennessee offensively is just, you know, it's one of the worst in the league. And with all the offseason talk of it's year two with Jim Chaney as the offensive coordinator, so a full offseason for Jared Garantano to get prepared and for the offensive players to have a better understanding of the system, and then the results are what they are, where they've actually helped the opposing defense score more here the last few weeks than they've helped Tennessee score points. The results just aren't close to being good enough. What it means for the future, I don't know. Jim Chaney's paid a lot of money to be the OC, and he came from Georgia back to Tennessee, and Tennessee invests a lot of money to get him out of his contract at Georgia, but Tennessee just fired a defensive line coach after giving him a two-year contract back in February at $1.3 million. So what does it mean for the future? I mean, everybody's, I guess, positions are kind of on the line in some way on the staff just because of where things are. If Tennessee can turn things around, then you hope to build on that. You hope to get better quarterback play in the future. And I know that Jim Chaney's not the official quarterback's coach. That's Chris Winkie. To me, it's still on Jim Chaney. You're making more than $1.5 million a year to be the OC. You need to get the quarterback position right.
No question. And we think, you know, Jared Garantano, he gives them the best chance to win right now. I know a lot of fans don't like to hear that, but, I mean, based on everything we've seen, I think that's actually clear to me. But how do you think he will respond here down the stretch in the last few games of his career?
Well, that's a good question. My guess is that he responds okay. I still point to last year and all the frustration that was there in the middle of the season. And a lot of fans never wanted to see Jared Garantano on the field again. But I pointed out at the time, Tennessee's probably going to need him. And they did. And he helped them win. He was not the guy that led the way. But he, you know, at different times had really good performances. The second half against Kentucky, the game against Missouri. His schedule is not easy. A&M. Tennessee's probably going to need to score a lot of points. I have my doubts. Auburn, let's see, here in a couple of weeks. And Florida, of course, Tennessee's going to have to score a lot of points in that game. And that's going to be difficult, realistically, for Tennessee. But the comparison has to be Garantano to the other quarterbacks on the roster. And I would, I guess, probably lean with you, Joe, that I think he's probably their best option based on what I've seen from J.T. Schrout. And, you know, Brian Maurer, we haven't seen much. Last year, he had some flashes, but there were also times where he regressed on the field. And I think the coaching staff still has lacked a lot of confidence there. How much confidence do they have in true freshman Harrison Bailey? To this point, not a lot. Maybe that will have changed after a couple of weeks being off. But my guess is that they still see Garantano as the best option. Best and good are two different things, by the way. So he has to be better, too. And if Jarrett goes out there and turns the ball over, you can't stick with it, because I think that affects the rest of the way the team plays. And it can compound itself very quickly with Jarrett. We've seen that, too. So I think Jarrett's their best option right now, and he may be the rest of the way, but he needs to be a better option. They all need to be better. And to me, that still comes back to Jim Chaney and the coaching staff.
Josh, Joe threw out an interesting comparison about 30 minutes ago, comparing the Michigan program to the Tennessee program. And I think there are a lot of parallels there between the fan base and how much success they had, you know, 20 years ago and trying to get back to that point. As you look at those two programs, would that be a good comparison in your mind, Michigan and Tennessee?
Yeah, I think overall they both have a ton of great history and they have big-time expectations. And still, I think, are branded as two big-time programs in college football. Michigan's had more success here recently overall. But I think you have a group of Tennessee, Michigan, Nebraska, Miami programs that were well-known across the country and have had big-time success nationally and are still trying to get back there and have been at different levels since then. But time goes on, and with Tennessee and Michigan, you're pointing to the late 90s with championships. It feels longer ago, and it makes it feel like it might be more difficult to get back to where those programs expect. Michigan has Ohio State, which has been the biggest program in the way. Tennessee has Alabama, which has been the biggest program in the way. So I think you have a lot of comparisons there. I still look at Michigan and Tennessee, and I would still say those others I mentioned, Miami for sure, Nebraska somewhat, that, you know, if they're playing at a higher level, that's better for college football. I think most people agree with that, but again, it does feel like it's becoming harder and harder for them to get to where they want to go. With Michigan not being able to do it with Jim Harbaugh, that's probably what makes it even more frustrating, because he was the kind of coach going in there that was supposed to take them there. This has not had that guy yet. They've had a bunch of coaches that they hoped could take them there. Michigan hired somebody that they fully expected would get them there.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Josh, appreciate you taking time to join us, man.
Good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely. Josh. I mean, that makes me feel smarter. Josh agreed with us there.
I was going to say, so I'm right, Josh. Thank you. No, he hit all those points. And, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is the Harbaugh, they got their savior, and it still didn't matter. Don't want to overly depress Tennessee fans. You think about that, too. I mean, at least Tennessee won a BCS championship.
Right.
Like, Michigan never appeared in either playoff or BCS, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. When we come back, how does the Trevor Lawrence news affect the Heisman Trophy race? We'll get into that on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.